Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Ukraine says Russia has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile in an attack for the first time in the war, targeting Dnipro City. AP correspondent Karen Chemes reports.
The first time Moscow has used such a missile in the war. It wasn't clear exactly what type of missile was fired, but Ukraine's Air Force said in a statement on Telegram that it was launched from Russia's Astrakhan region. The development comes as the war has taken on a growing international dimension with the arrival of North Korean troops to help Russia on the battlefield. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two people were wounded as a result of the attack in an industrial facility and rehabilitation center for people with disabilities were damaged, according to local officials. At the COP29 UN climate talks, nations around the world criticized a new draft text released early Thursday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The document aims to outline a deal on funding to help developing countries transition to clean energy and adapt to climate change. However, it drew sharp backlash for being vague and omitting a key issue, how much wealthy countries will contribute to support poorer nations. The United States U.S. climate envoy, John Podesta, expressed his frustration.
We appreciate your efforts, President, to take us this far. But we are frankly deeply concerned at this stage about what we view as a glaring imbalance in the text thus far.
Harjeet Singh, Global Engagement Director for the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty Initiative, also expressed disappointment.
After 3 years of negotiations, 14 meetings and several ministerials, and more than 10 days of negotiations here, developed countries did not show enough courage to even talk about how big this climate finance goal is going to be.
Negotiators are trying to close the gap between the $1.3 trillion the developing world says is needed in climate finance and the few hundred billion that negotiators say richer nations are prepared to give. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court in The Hague said on Thursday that it had issued warrants for the arrest of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for alleged war crimes in Gaza, including murder, using starvation as a tool of war, and other inhumane acts. It also issued a warrant for Hamas leader Mohammed Diab Ibrahim al-Misri, who was killed in August. This comes after air sirens went off in a number of locations across northern Israel during Thursday morning, with the Israeli military saying about 10 rockets were launched from Lebanon towards the northern town of Nahariya. Israel's MDA medical service said a man was killed by rocket shrapnel. Meanwhile, renewed strikes hit Hezbollah's southern Beirut stronghold on Thursday. AFP TV footage showed after the Israeli military warned people to evacuate the area. The U.S. Justice Department wants a federal judge to force Google to sell Chrome, the company's industry-leading search engine, and prevent Android from favoring its own search engine. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The recommended penalties are among those floated in a 23-page document filed late Wednesday as a way to prevent the company from squashing its competition after an August court ruling that found it was acting as an abusive monopoly. Regulators also want to stop Google from locking in a deal to make its search engine the default option on Apple's iPhone, stop it from favoring its own services like YouTube, force Google to license their search index data to its rivals, and require more transparency into how it sets prices for advertisers. Court hearings on Google's punishment are scheduled to begin in April. Jennifer King, Washington.
A volcano near Iceland's capital was still erupting early Thursday after roaring to life late Wednesday night for the 10th time in 3 years. Leader of the Nordic Volcanological Center at the University of Iceland, Ríkey Pedersen.
So this is the expected natural progression of what's been happening over the year. I would say this eruption has very little warning in terms of seismicity.
Wednesday's eruption was estimated to be significantly smaller than the previous one, Iceland's meteorological office said, and there were no disruptions to air traffic or infrastructure. Pakistan's police say gunmen have opened fire on passenger vehicles carrying Shiite Muslims in restive northwest Pakistan, killing at least 38 people and wounding dozens. The attack happened in Karam, a district in a northwestern province where clashes between majority Sunni Muslims and minority Shiites have killed dozens of people in recent months. Tensions have existed for decades between the two groups over a land dispute in the tribal area that borders Afghanistan. No one has claimed responsibility for the incident. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.